rules, because without rules, you can't scale. You can't, without repeating the same things that bring you success once, without implementing systems and measures to really realize, are we successful? Are we not successful? Where are we? Who's performing? Who's not performing? People who are successful do understand that. So it's just a matter of really having the conversation with the right people. Live.
Live is live. Welcome to the podcast. Brio, Ich und Du, der Umsetzungspodcast. And now we switch in English. Because the official name is in German, I didn't change it. Also in the English version, my life is too short to translate everything. But we have to speak in English today. Welcome, and it is a big honor for me to introduce my audience and Diana Masopust, BNI National Director from Czech Republic. Thank you for your time in advance. We take a look in your story and what is the secret behind this little envelope. All the people and all the guys who see it in YouTube, it's a little envelope with name Diana. So, Diana, but before jump in this envelope, welcome. Where you meet, where we meet you today, and yeah.
Good morning. Saying hello from my home office today. Mondays is typically my day for organizing my week and recovering from weekend, because, you know, with home and kids and all the craziness that usually goes on at weekends, Mondays I prefer to be a bit and really sink into my topics for the week.
Yeah, great, great. So let us start to take a look in what is, so when you say, oh, some crazy crazy things happen, maybe you have a good example from the last weekend, and then we can build the bridge, what is necessary, or what you learn sometimes in family, what you also can use as national director for a year or for a week.
Well, my weekend was quite atypical this time, because we've been in a comics convention in Brno, which is the second largest city in Czech Republic. And it was for kids, a junior comics convention. Very, very nice. So we met a lot of the superheroes we love to see on TV in all the fairy tales that we usually watch with kids on the weekends. So we came with a nice collection of photos, you know, everything from Spider-Man to Hulk to Asterix and Obelix, all these things. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, Sunday is about home cleaning and homeworks and things like that, cooking. And yeah, not exactly the most amazing topics in my life, cleaning and cooking, but... I do love spending time with my family, and yeah, sometimes it's about doing things that we don't enjoy so much, but being together, it brings a certain charm to it. So at the end, yeah. Not so bad. Yeah.
Very good. When we jump in this convention, which kind of superhero is your favorite?
Wonder Woman, of course.
Ah.
Why? I don't have a suit for it, however.
Why? Why Wonder Woman?
Strength, femininity, beauty. She's inspiring, right? Yeah.
Okay. Is this when we take it as a role model or whatever, is this relevant also to be it in the business? So sometimes necessary to be a superhero for somebody, or to handle a week as well?
Well, I'm trying to figure out still if I should be saying, you know, I'm aspiring to be something like a Wonder Woman or a superhero in any way. I do feel sometime that the journey I took as building a business community in the Czech Republic, while not exactly knowing people or even speaking the local language, it's been a little bit of a brave thing to do. And yeah, it's definitely not an easy journey, but very beautiful and very fulfilling. So in this way, with my wonder pin of BNI and all the how do you say, all these elements that make up the whole package of building this. Yeah, it's an interesting journey, definitely.
Yeah,
Courage.
and yeah, and when we start to record the podcast, you also said that oh, I have never done it before, right? And also that is the same, the parallel to never have developed a country before, right?
Yeah, never.
A country. So, dear the audience, hey guys, development a country. Not only a company, the company is the tool and the platform, the system is a tool, developing a country. Okay? And therefore it's sometimes necessary to be some superhero, right? Because sometimes it's also not easy, huh? We are from human to humans, and it's exactly the same parallel with the children at home. Oh, mom, let us do this. 5 minutes later, oh, let us do that. So sometimes it's the parallel also in the networks, right? What's
Yeah,
about
absolutely.
the I think so. Let us speak some minutes. What is about the liability? How you notice that in the current times? So walk the talk that we can.
Working with people, I would say, is the most beautiful thing that we can do. I always enjoyed being social, even though I didn't always feel like, I'm in this super leading position to be a lot in front of people. And working with people is also very challenging, yeah, especially when you bring a system that is very structured. And obviously, it's my view, but I believe in this times that we came as in all this European countries that we used to be under communism regime, yeah. So we used to be a lot bounded by rules, very strict rules about our lives and how we live. And historically speaking, after in Czech Republic, the Velvet Revolution, and all these countries, we got rid of the communist system. So we looked towards the West, and we embraced a lifestyle that is without so many borders and being free and doing more of what we want and what fits our personal wishes and style. And in this way, as well, I see this in entrepreneurship because people lo love to be free. They enjoy the freedom that entrepreneurship gives them. So coming back to a structured system where everything needs to work under a certain set of rules, I do see that it's certainly not everybody's cup of tea, if I can say so. And it's totally okay. I guess that's in every single BNI country. I don't expect there's something extremely special about the Czech Republic. Just that getting things going at the beginning, it's a bit more difficult to roll the ball than I expect it might have been in countries that have not had this, historic past. So we'll see to the future. It's a promising development, and I'm excited. I take every single step, every single day, every single feedback as a learning. So, going forward.
Great. So, and I'm fully with you. And that is also a kind what I see in our region or also in the system. It's sometimes when you have a wide area, I would say so, yeah. And who comes first? And when I remind me it when we launch our different groups before, oh, here, oh, it sounds good, but here in this town, it doesn't work.
Not
And you come 20
at
kilometers 20 kilometers in another direction, maybe more in the north. Oh, I hear that it is very good, but here it doesn't work. So that is the parallel. I think so. It's similar by you. Eh?
And it's funny that every time we meet, I meet with my peers, with the national directors in BNI, and everybody has the same story. You know, everyone, when they started in their country, they heard this song that, you know, it's for sure, it's a great concept. And it's great, it works in another 50, 60, 70 countries, but it will not work here. So it's the same song. People do see the value, however. I mean, those successful entrepreneurs that have already built their companies and have reached the level of success, they did it and they recognize the value of having a system that is repeatable, that allows rules, because without rules you can't scale, you can't without repeating the same things that bring you success once, without implementing systems and measures to really realize, are we successful, are we not successful, where are we, who's performing, who's not performing. People who are successful do understand that. So it's just a matter of really having the conversation with the right people.
That's right. And some additional thoughts to that is, one thing is more success, scalable, and so on. And the most, for example, some guest coming on the meeting, it doesn't matter, is this breakfast or is this an evening event, and then say, oh, I don't have time for it, additional time. And I say, hey, BNI is not for therefore to put you some backpack on the shoulders. BNI save time when you use it in the right way. And that is also when you drive on the highway, we have two lines or three or four, but all in the same direction, right? So, and then you can decide, is this more like a little bit slow, like a truck on the side, or you have a motor super sports car and driving with 300 kilometer per hour over the highway. But it's going in the same direction. And this is what I said, hey, you don't, and this is exactly when the people say, I don't have time, oh, then come to BNI.
Exactly.
So, because it is. And I noticed that from some higher politician in Germany, he visited us in one event and he said, wow, amazing. I meet in the morning three people where I should have an extra appointment for everybody. And so I saved 3 hours this week. So it isn't every time about the perspective, and it's in every time also find the right partners. So, and then we coming on this little envelope, because hey, what is your personal motivation to do the job every day, every week, since when you started that we have in
2022.
Okay, this was a little bit after the pandemics with all this new learning, I would say, so right? What is your,
you know it's a crazy thing, just before I get into my motivation, I've actually, you know, been a BNI member in Romania, in my home country, during the pandemic, so everything was just online. And I actually got to buy the franchise without ever seeing a live meeting, if you can imagine that. So it was pretty crazy. I was very close to launching my first group, the first diamond. And just before the launching, I went to Berlin to see a live meeting, because I said, I should better, you know what I have to do in those first meetings, you know? So I had the manual, and of course manuals are manuals, but the experience is something totally different. So that was mind-blowing, you know. And I thought, okay, definitely I see the future. I see, you know, a much bigger perspective once you actually feel how it vibrates in the energy in a live meeting. So I totally loved it.
Yeah. So, and then
Yeah,
you're coming back, and then you see the reality, and it's like, is it that you had this experience in Berlin, what you let fly over the little or bigger problems on the day, or what holds you on the line that is like, okay, you will do it too. I will do it.
I definitely felt very inspired, very empowered by example of my colleagues who have succeeded in other countries. And I always look up a lot to Michael Meyer, who built Germany and Austria. And there's obviously a different level of development, from so many years that you have already the concept proven in Germany. And I met members there who are on board for 15 years, 17 years, and it was fantastic, So then, coming back to the topic of, I don't have time, and meeting this very busy people who own construction companies and architecture offices, and some people were having multiple businesses, seven, eight businesses, and they were still there every single week from 7 a.m. in the morning. Finding opportunities, helping the others in the community, and that was really so inspiring. So I think, yes, definitely, when you find your why, you find your inner drive, then you don't want to let it go. It's just too good to let it go, right?
Yeah, that's right. About your deep why, we jump a little bit in the next episode. So, please connect your audience with this channel and also with Diana as well. And now we coming who see it in on YouTube to this little envelope. Yeah. Because sometimes, yeah, your why let you fly and so on and so on. But sometimes there is also some there are some circumstances maybe who is it, oh, is this the right way? And so on and so on. And there we found it on one of our meetings together with some training and visiting by us or in our regional chapter, a short training and liability or responsible partners, right? So a little bit for that. And Diana wrote six things on this little card and I got it and I have to kind of controlling to her that she can is there or the better there are no excuses to going further on that. So I would collect one or not all the six. So if you want to know all the six, please connect with Diana on LinkedIn and then you can ask her, but also expect a no, it's not shareable in this moment. So
Reveal secrets.
So sometimes it's that is better. This is, I think, very good. I would or I take the third one, training plan with disease and educational coordinators. So and
Training plan with DCs. Well, you need to first have a team of DCs to make it happen. I would say, first of all, that I changed the training for DCs. I used to follow a methodology that I would say worked to some extent, and I turned my head then to another of our highest performing countries in Europe, and I'm trying to follow a little bit of different methodology now, which is what got them to have actually the biggest chapters in Europe, among the 10 biggest chapters in Europe. So that's where I'm heading right now. I would say that training is the best thing that we can constantly do. I have done training with each and every single person separately. It's more time consuming. You know, when you have a small team, I think it's important to find a way how to relate and to answer every single question and to go through the process at their own pace. And as crazy as it might sound, I'm delivering the training in pieces. So it's etapes, you know. This is the first etap. This is everything we're going to focus on right now. We get this absolutely perfect. We reach the milestones and then we move to stage two. And when they are close to finalizing stage one, then I'm talking to them about the stage two. So that's about the DC training. Now, there is, of course, a plan to make this regular once I manage to find the right people to have a proper, you know, bigger team. Right now, we're just a few of us. And for educational coordinators, shamefully to say, I'm not there yet. It's discussions that are happening through the director consultants about how they organize their teams, and what I'm asking of them is a plan. So each and every chapter they have a 3 months plan for the educational moments, which is aligned with the topics that we need to solve in each and every chapter.
Very cool, very cool. And it okay. When we take a look in this responsible partner or whatever or reliable partner, then you say, okay, I don't give the direct value. Oh, Diana, you didn't have finished it. No, that is not the point. It is the point that somebody is as a wingman nearby and say, hey, what are the next? What is the next? What is the next? It's only about reminding to each other. Right, and to be on to or to stay on the path that is more this, and then you can also define some consequences, right? If it's not the job done, so the consequence would be when I say, okay, when you have done it, we didn't have a direct timeline behind this, and then I say, okay, the next, I don't know, the next Brockham with some beer is on your side, right? When I visit, for example, yeah. And you said some very important thing. I can create a process with everything, but I also need a team. And then you have a team or some interested persons, and then is okay, how I get then in the performance. And that is not so easy. I see it in our region. I see it 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks. Yeah, I had a conversation with your colleague Nerius, and that is the national director from the Baltics, and it is also by him. So when you have thousands of members, I would say so, or as directors, okay, is this only about the role, and I have another nameplate, right? Or is this really, I like this role because this has a value and some impact for me as a person, for my business, and so on and so on. That is to find out. That is what I like, what you said. Okay, I did with them a one-to-one interview because to get it a little bit more out. So great. That was the first minutes for the episode. Next one, we switch in Diana's why, where she comes from, and so on, and what is so some typical, I would say so, woman things, but I think if a woman develop a country, it's only in more on my stated, it's more difficult instead of it would be doing a man, right? Sometimes.
I wouldn't know. I would say each of us, we have our own advantages. So, yeah. Hard to say, hard to comment on this one.
Yeah, so it's also a little bit a provocate question, so I would say so, and the answers you will get in the next week. So, Diana, for the first episode, your last words.
I do hope you're not going to pull out on me more surprises next time. Enjoyed it a lot. Thank you very much, Sebastian.